Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. Another one-sided game in the league section of the Asia Cup 2025. Yesterday at Dubai, it was very disappointing in all honesty because it did expose the big difference between full member teams and also associated teams. And I'll tell you the reason why. Let's quickly run through the scorecard first. India winning the toss decided that they'll bowl first. Now, this was a surprise because one would have expected India to bat against the UAE and get lots of runs for their batters in UAE conditions. But they decided to bowl first and they came up with a sterling performance because they bowled UAE out for just 57 runs. And mind you, Kuldeep Yadav took 4 wickets for 7 runs, which means he just bowled only 13 balls and got 4 wickets and was adjudicated as man of the match. And of course, Shivam Dubey took 3 wickets for 4 runs. Now, the feature is that India played 3 triple spinners. Basically, Akshar Patel, the left-arm orthodox spinner, together with Kuldeep Yadav. We all know what he can do with his wonderful wrist spin. And also Varun Chakravarti. And sadly, UAE had absolutely no clue where the ball was turning. And India get to the target in just 4.3 overs, 60 for 1. Abhishek Sharma showing his power hitting. He made 30 runs with 3 big sixes that also won him another award because he was the exciting player of the match. So just another one-sided game, sadly though. But then it's a learning curve for the UAE. But all I'm trying to say here is that associate members, when playing against quality teams like India, have a long way in these type of multinational competitions. And many of the view, they can't foresee any team, the top 5 teams taking part in this particular tournament, to be competitive against a strong Indian outfit that looks absolutely awesome, led by Surya Kumar Yadav. Well, the game coming up today is between Bangladesh and Hong Kong. And I also have some news for you that the second T20 game that was played between South Africa and England, sadly, ended up with a DLS method. South Africa winning by 14 runs. Bad weather in England at the moment. So that's it basically on our cricketing news. But remember that Sri Lanka will be playing mighty Bangladeshis on the 13th in the Asia Cup. And then they call it the biggie, India versus Pakistan, coming up on the 14th. All that and more right here with Lucky Pires and myself, Brian Thomas, on your favorite podcast. It's time for me to wind up. Wish you all a very blessed day and spin you a record for your listening pleasure.